that excuse already.
An hour three.
It's only so long, that excuse doesn't work.
Actually, I don't know how, but I actually got slightly more honor than I started with.
That'll happen. At low honor, it just occurs. You're like, I accidentally gained honor.
Yeah.
Just
by I wasn't trying.
Yeah.
And I gained glory slashes.
There you go. So, the next day, unless you guys really wanted to do something specific, you head to court to introduce yourselves.
Yeah, it's the earliest time to do so.
Mm-hmm. It's a relatively small court. The main chamber is about half the size of the court chambers of major political centers like Kyuden Doji, for instance, where I'm sure you've been.
Okay, yeah.
However, you will notice that there are surprisingly a number of courtiers in attendance, mostly Crane, a lot of other clans too, though. And the rooms do display an astonishing array of artwork, sculptures, paintings, displays of decorated weapons, and armor. You can make a perception roll if you'd like.
Anybody?
Yeah. You're all going to court, so.
Investigation perception? Or just straight up
perception?
Okay.
11.
Not very hard.
Oh.
Okay.
Also 11. 10.
Well, what you guys notice is that many of the artworks imply kind of unusual or esoteric styles, and there are several exotic looking items. Do you guys have any lore gaijin or anything like that?
No, I do not.
Yeah, you can't really tell, but it does seem like some strange stuff. I mean, there's a woven rug in an interesting pattern, a strange suit of armor from some distant land. It looks like kind of a strange, like a breastplate sort of thing, which is odd, and it's not the sort of armor you normally have. And a weird fetish-like statue.
Like, out of character, does it look like a Roman breastplate?
It does,
okay.
Very much, yes. And a strange fetish-like statue of an eight-armed man from the Ivory Kingdoms, from what you can tell. So with eight arms. Not Kalima, because that's a chick.
She doesn't have eight arms.
It's true. That's also true.
I lean over as we walk by one of the pictures. I think there's a fish in that picture. Did you see the fish?
No, you're a
He said, well, those they're all strange.
Yeah.
I did not see a fish.
You can stare at it just from that angle.
Magic eye!
It's a schooner!
It's a schooner!
The schooner.
Human Dalton Ballester.
Do I have a bonus to notice any of that? It's my clan.
I mean,
nope.
You've never seen it's weird art.
The point is, it's not. It's foreign art.
Yeah, it's foreign looking. If you had like lore gaijin,
especially the armor,
one of those gaijin nations,
armor's like definitely not Rokugani.
It's not Rokugani stuff. Yeah.
Well, okay. The governor's name again?
That's what I heard.
The governor's name is Sokazaka.
Sokazaka Daidoji.
Daidoji Sokazaka. Yes.
So they're all dressed like that, or is it just one guy?
No,
it's
not a guy.
It's just a
suit of
armor
on
display. Yeah,
I gotcha.
But isn't
along
the,
with, like, a woven rug and a statue.
So this guy's pretty widely traveled fetish.
Isn't gaijin stuff a little...
That's bad.
It's weird to have. Yeah.
It's not looked on favorably.
Especially for...
Yeah, and really not for a crane, yeah. But
it's weird for a crane, though, to have all this foreign stuff.
Mm-hmm. But you guys do get to the main courtroom. The guy on the dais, the Lord of Kosatenshiro, he's a slightly portly man in his late 30s, with a ready, if somewhat vacuous, smile, and a weak chin.
No wonder they were not so prepared.
As soon as
I see him, you kind of see by your shoes, I go, oh.
He seems very friendly and gregarious. And he's talking to people, you know, and he's like, oh,
probably,
and people are laughing, and he seems to be like charming.
Yeah.
As you guys are walking up, you do see him with some advisor being, so we're gonna go over defenses. He's like, oh well, I'm sure that'll work itself out. Like, like he's like a bit out there on it.
Kind of just scratch my
head. Yeah. But you guys can make some courtier gossip rolls if you'd like.
Sure can.
I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we found out why.
Sorry, Matt.
You guys are... Two rays. I actually put up 23.
There we go. That's better.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got 23.
Oh, 13.
Alright, so it's 10. No, I didn't roll anything.
I don't have courting.
I only got one hut in Courtier, but I have three awareness.
Okay. 44, two raises.
Yeah, I have three awareness. But
okay!
Matt learned
so the Doji knows, you might have even heard this before, that he is a well-known patron of the arts.
Well, there's a shocker.
No, I mean, you said he was still like pursuing that even in Matt.
Right, yeah. He's especially a patron of adventurous and unconventional artists, and he's also a collector of rare and foreign artwork. He tries to cultivate an image of being daring in order to draw attention in the larger social or political world of Rokugan. So that's what the sense you get.
Just trying to get noticed, basically. That's why he's collecting all this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like he wants to be noticed. To be like,
I'm
edgy. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's a poser.
Yeah. He's what's the term for it? Oh my gosh! How am I not? Modern term for people who are trendy, and, not trendy, but like trying to be edgy, even though they're into kind of like
poser.
It's just in the old ways. It's a French word.
Oh, okay,
poser. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. He's trying to be delightfully bohemian.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
you know. So you guys. He's like, more guests.
Sandwich-sama. I am Ichiro. Doji Ichiro.
God, remove it!
That's your reverse one! That's a reverse one. Doji Ichiro.
An honor to meet one of my own.
An honor to be back in my lands. I'll be back in the lands. Climb lands.
He does seem to
be one of the worst talkers of the group is the talker of the group.
Unfortunately, you seem to have epilepsy.
It's pretty common among cranes.
Yes.
That freaking guy.
As he does the introductions for us, I give him, like, I measure exactly how much I have to bow to him, but not an inch more. Not even like a half an inch more, right?
I'm delighted to meet all of your acquaintances.
I do the same as the scorpion.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Me too.
Perfunctory bow.
Yeah. Which Shizora really does as well. You're all very wooden.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give him an extra low bow. Because I feel bad he's going to die soon. I do give him a little.
That's fair. He even smiles a little bit at you. And he's like, yes, you have a Maxis in your employ. Perhaps he has seen some things. Has certain objects to art from the colonies. Any excavations that have taken place? Have you been?
I've not had the privilege, but I do have many stories.
Interesting. Stories are interesting. Our work is better.
My apologies. My family's been hunting down pirates for most of our lives.
Well, a noble endeavor. So, what brings you here?
As soon as he starts turning to talk to him, I break off, and I'm going to, you know, we'll come back, but I break off.
Okay.
I don't think we learned anything from this guy.
Well, we were hoping to partake in the festivities of the... of this land, but it seems I'm disheartened to hear that there's other things afoot.
Yes, well, the lion, their aggression and intemperance.
Unfortunately,
though you hear the rest of the court murmur in agreement. Yes, quite good.
Unfortunately, I had the pleasure of stopping there first to find out what was going on. I already happened to be in lion lands.
Well, their insult notwithstanding, I don't believe they'll actually do such a thing as make war upon this village. I must maintain face with these preparations. I apologize if it's taken away from the festival, but the lion governor will not do such a thing as march.
He mentioned it would have been other courtiers from here. I would assume, seeing what has happened and just coming from there recently, they are ready.
It's simply a matter of maintaining face, I'm sure. I wouldn't worry about it.
I hope for our sakes that is the case. However, he seems slighted. In fact, it seems to be all around some courier from Akomo Asuyo. I heard some murmurs about that.
Well, I haven't heard from Akomo Asuyo in a number of years.
Apparently he caused quite a stir saying that he was insulted. I can't imagine that happening here. I mean, we've been friends with the lions for
many years, a decade or so, yes. I don't recall insulting an Akumi studio. Maybe he, perhaps he didn't like my artwork.
It is very interesting.
Yes, I have cultivated from all over.
And it seems that you have very rare works here. Very
indeed. Yes, I do. I find myself something on the cutting edge. We're in a new world here, and we have all these other cultures with the representing their artwork. While less effective as, say, a Kikita artisan's masterpieces, nevertheless evokes some interesting emotional strength.
I am certain that they will take notice of these works that you have found and take notice of your collection.
Oh, I'm certain, too. Yes, thank you for the support, Doji-san. You're not an artist, are you?
Not necessarily by trade.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, my home is here within the courts.
Ah, yes, well, it's always good to have a good court here. Yes, I have a few of my own. And I'm certain they would be happy to give you the lay of the land.
I'm more of a storyteller myself.
Really?
Yes. Unfortunately, I haven't seen too much yet in my life. I'm just freshly off the Topaz Championships.
Well, even you must have some stories of your ancestors. We'll have to arrange for a presentation.
Perhaps.
One of these days.
But if at some point it pleases you, I'd like to speak to you privately. There is a matter that I have had the unfortunate... Well, this would be said that it'd be best to speak in private about it.
Well, come. We can abscond to my private chambers if you'd like.
Thank you. I'd be honored.
He'll kind of show you off. So, we'll get to you in a second.
Okay.
I know you're out.
Well, I'm staying in the court.
Yeah.
While he's talking to him, I'm watching the rest of the court to see who's watching them talk. Okay.
Well, you do notice a few people. It looks like four other crane of varying schools and abilities. And there's actually a kind of portly mantis there, too, who's watching the proceedings.
Which of the crane was most interested in their conversation?
There is the handsome, elegant male crane with long white hair. He's very splendidly, perfectly attired. From what you can tell from where he's moving, he's very graceful.
This
guy seems... He seems very at home here.
Okay.
And he seems very charming and talkative. Maybe a little gossipy.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. I'll go introduce myself.
Okay.
As soon as they head off.
He does seem interested in visitors.
He'll
kind of give you a look.
Should I make a lore heraldry?
You can make a lore heraldry, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know, okay, that's really good. So 25. That was the worst explosion ever.
He is a Doji courtier.
Okay.
He definitely has some rank behind him.
Okay.
He
would be a Sama?
Definitely a Sama,
okay.
Yes.
I mean, I give him a very formal bow then.
He will nod his head. Bayushi-san, how may I make your acquaintance today?
Well, I was hoping you would actually inform us of some of the matters here. We passed by the... Lion Village of Keru on the way here for the festival.
Huh.
And it seems like they are ready to march. I don't know if you've heard all the rumors, but...
Yes, I've heard of the Lion and their petty ambitions.
It is my military opinion that they will be here within the week as soon as the festival concludes.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure that, no offense intended, that your preparations will be enough to hold them off.
Well... I'm certain Sokazaka-sama has everything well at hand.
Hmm.
Yeah. His stance towards the line's belligerence is well affirmed. I see no reason to try to dissuade him of such notions.
There seems to be some confusion regarding that matter as well. The Lion state that he has not invited them to their festival for the past 3 years.
The Lion State is hardly any concern of this courts.
Is that true?
Not to my knowledge.
So he has been extending an invitation every year?
He extends an invitation to all his neighbors.
I believe maybe he'll actually stop this war without brandishing a single blade. It appears to be a misunderstanding.
There is a misunderstanding. It is not the Matsu's end, not my lord's.
Were you here with the incident with the Akoma? Or do you remember receiving a visitor court here by the name of Akoma? Who had been the line courtier?
I've heard of an Akoma, but I travel frequently. I'm one of my lord's favorite vassals abroad, so it is rare that you will find me here. I suppose good fortune for both of us.
Okay. But we believe he is the instigator. He returned to the Lionland stating that he'd been gravely insulted.
Hmm.
It was at that point that the Lion claimed that the Matsu Lord claimed that he stopped receiving invitations to the festival. And it is for that reason why he is waging war.
Really? You can make a investigation awareness roll.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is the guy on the other side. because there's got to be a guy on the other side.
Maybe.
15.
You don't notice anything.
Yeah.
He seems concerned, but not overly concerned. Like, he's very much
right.
agreeing with his lord's stance on everything.
Right.
From what you can tell, so.
And, I don't know how to say this, because that's going to be very insulting if I ask you.
Maybe you say what you want to say and then roll an etiquette.
There's no way to say this without insulting him. What you mentioned the Lion's ambitions. What have you heard?
Well, they want this land for themselves. They're so desperate after the Destroyer War. They take any opportunity to seize land.
Again, I believe this war could be avoided with a well-written letter and then an invitation to the festival.
It's Sokazaka's wish, Sokazaka-sama's wish, that their aggression be met with a strong front. I can do not but abide my lord's request.
Hopefully, when you catch his ear, you can relay this information to him.
Okay, she thought I always had my lord's ear.
I bow. I actually write a quick note to Doji-san, letting him know what I've learned on that end, and
leave it for him.
Yeah, and just, well, actually, I'll, if there's a hymen, I'll ask him to deliver the note.
Okay.
So hopefully he'll get it while he's talking too.
I mean, there's a number of other people around the court. Does anyone want to speak with anybody else?
That's what we're going to
have. Yeah, there's a note. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say the note would say that Crane's still sending invitations. Obviously Akoma is the instigator on the Lion side, but there may be an instigator on this side.
Did I give this guy's name?
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he did introduce himself. Doji Chunitsu.
Chunitsu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not even going to write
all of this.
Yeah, no, so
trust
I'll
me,
to,
I'm...
I'll also listen to the podcast, and that'll help me remember.
Yeah.
That's
memory, too.
Yeah, what I forgot was that, and I forgot to say something, is that the Daigutsu beat me in the Aijutsu, but I beat him in the weapons.
Yeah.
So
right.
But I forgot that I faced him the first time, so I totally would have said something.
All right, so you want to speak to your Otomo?
Mm-hmm.
This is a he's a heavy set dude, big guy. He's got a pleasant smile. You can make a perception.
Right. Ooh. I keep three of them. Okay. Ooh.
Is it still going?
29, 37, 42.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he's heavy set. He wears a pleasant smile, like maybe he's a little slow like the government. But you catch, he's got powerful muscles beneath his, like, a layer of fat, but he's, you know, he's in much better shape than he appears to be. And his eyes are very calculating and dark. Like, he knows more than he's putting on. He's putting on a show for the Crane, basically. Like, he's a big, jolly fat guy, but he's...
I clap him on the arm, brother.
Brother. Well. Very nice to see another man. It's another Yoritomo away from the islands, even. I am Yoritomo Zurai.
My name is Yoritomo Orshigatu.
An honor to meet you.
Honor to meet you.
Shugenja, then, huh? Very rare among our family. You must be powerful indeed.
I would feel stronger on the seas. I felt it would be disrespectful not to mention that this may not be the place to be in about a week.
Well, yes, you noticed that too.
The Lion Army is definitely going to be on the move.
Well, couldn't really care less about the Lion and the Crane fighting each other, except to hope that they hurt each other a lot.
I just hope it doesn't hurt any investments you may have set up here.
Unfortunately, war is bad for business, so I'm certain I'll lose some money, but I'll tell you what I am concerned about.
Depends on what you sell.
That's the worst friend ever.
He's not a very good friend, anyway. I am concerned about those peasants.
I was myself.
It could be a tragedy and a commercial disaster. It's a lot of manpower and a lot of lives.
From what I understand, this whole thing could be a misunderstanding, but getting the two clans talking, and I'm not even sure it is a misunderstanding. It could be on purpose.
What do you mean?
It's slights of some sort. From what I understand, the Lord here has not been sending invitations to the Lion clan for the last 3 years, and that seems to be the root of the problem. There's also
the validity be said that Crane is stupid in letters under his breath.
Yes, which is why it could simply be something they've done.
Yeah, wouldn't put it past them.
My companions feel there might be more to it. But
Nevertheless, said Scorpion aren't superstitious.
If we could convince the people here to send an invitation, it could save the lives of those peasants.
Good luck convincing the Crane to do anything the Crane don't want to do. I'll tell you what. I've been looking into it. I want to see these people get hurt. These peasants get hurt. That man, he points to the Scorpion having a conversation with Trinity. I think he wants this conflict to happen. I couldn't tell you why.
I couldn't imagine why.
Well, I've been watching. He's got his fingers in a lot of things, but he seemed very pro the conflict. Can't imagine a Crane ever really wanting a war, but there you go.
Well, I have limited power here, but I'll talk to my companions and see what we can dig up.
At least you got a Crane with you. Maybe he won't be an idiot.
This one, though, is very intelligent.
Weird.
I just don't know how much influence he has here.
It's fair.
But thank you for the knowledge, and stay safe.
You too. Storms keep you.
Storms keep you. I wander over to you.
I knew that dude was a check.
After you leave him, I wander over.
Are you doing anything?
Is the Cooney here?
No, she's not in the court.
Okay. I will actually excuse myself from the courts and actually go try to find her.
Okay.
Because I made my introductions, I'm pretty much done in the court.
Fair enough. Like, I'm a crab, I'm out here.
It's like, the lion, I'm here, the lion.
Alright, I will get back to you then.
Okay.
You two are going to have a conversation.
I just approach him. Be careful, my friend. My brother over there says the man you were speaking with is a bit not to be trusted. He indicated that he may have something to gain from this war taking place.
Okay. Well, he did not exactly seem opposed to it when I spoke to him. He may be the instigator on the Crane side. Now we just have to find out why he's colluding with McComas.
How do you propose we approach this?
I kind of rest my hand on my sword, but I know it's a terrible idea, but just out of reflex, you know, I do that. But I also realize he's a Crane. And if he's not going to fight, he's going to pick somebody who's damn good at it.
He did not seem to have a katana on him, so
yeah.
Should
he's going to have a pretty amazing champion. He was very high.
Yeah, and being in Crane Lands,
right.
He has a Kakita somewhere hidden
right.
away.
Probably
in the room somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even hidden.
Yeah.
You can probably look over there. Oh, hey, there he is.
And he's going, go ahead, try it.
I'm not thinking anything threatening at the moment. As I said, it was just a character moment.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
The people here are more worried. Perhaps a conversation in the right place might give us some indication.
Well, perhaps Doji-san will finally prove his worth and accomplish something
You're not there to hear that.
Nope. Thank you.
But it also means I don't have to, defend myself.
As much as I would often concur with that, considering the company he left with, I'm not sure there's anything that can work.
I mean, I shake my head. I agree with your assessment of
If something's going to have to happen here, we're going to have to force it.
Perhaps. But it's... I mean, I've made a great study of war, and many wars have been started for stupid reasons, but this is perhaps the stupidest.
I agree. I would simply like to avoid the death of all those peasants.
That seems weird to you.
Yeah.
What seems weird is I feel more about the peasants than the crane.
Well, so did the fighter you were talking to. He was like,
in fact, I have a disadvantage that makes me not care about them. I'm insensitive. Yeah.
So it's really weird.
Yeah, you're like, what are you talking about?
When you mentioned that, I probably agree with you just to be polite, but you can tell.
I just
really don't care. The only reason I'm here is because I was told to be here by the Zerchi.
And he's like, I own your ass.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe more importantly, something that we can both agree on. This little war won't do much for the Empire.
I agree. That I didn't hear about. Sorry.
Okay. So, Soka's office shows you his private quarters. It's a nice appointed room. There's a really weird mural on the wall. It looks like kind of like the Egyptian murals.
Oh, okay.
You know? Kind of wrapping around.
I kind of pause for a second and look at it. It's a very interesting piece.
Indeed. An interesting grasp of human anatomy. Everyone's shown from the sides, but from the front as well. Very curious.
It pains me to talk about such things, but especially in the middle of preparations for, hopefully for a festival rather than...
As I said, it's just appearances. You don't have to worry about that.
Or I really hope so. But... I'm going to be forthcoming in where I came from in the Lion Lands. I was recently in the Kitsun Lands.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was not as fruitful as it used to be.
Well, the wars will have that effect, unfortunately. Which is why I'm certain they won't be so eager to engage in another conflict.
I don't know, lions are always eager to engage in conflict.
Well.
But... Far be it for me to disagree with your assessment. But it pains me to say this, but it seems there's more afoot in those lands.
My Doji-san, whatever you mean.
Wow.
You have the same opinion as this Kuni woman, dreadful woman who was here a couple days ago.
I did hear her and what she had to say, but... What caught my ear is how similar it was to the events that I saw transpire while I was in Kitsune Lands. And I'm actually going to describe what I saw, what happened. And if it wasn't for how closely this sounds and resembles to what was going on, I wouldn't pay any mind to such a thing. But it can't just be coincidence, especially so close. It was really that far away.
First of all, hey, do you have any courtier techniques that might apply to this situation in convincing him?
No, because the only techniques I have is the ones that give him to figure out what he wants. I don't really know what he wants. Yes.
Secondly, you can make a courtier skill roll, manipulation.
Okay.
Versus his etiquette.
Then if it's contested, I'll just do one race.
Okay.
You need the free to cancel.
Sure.
Oh, that was horrid.
That was good.
That was
sad. Oh, keep going.
Alright, so that's 27, 34, 39, 47.
Well, coming from one of my own clan, I suppose I must take it a bit more seriously. I will agree to let that Aya woman conduct a brief and limited investigation, so long as all proprieties are maintained. I don't want her rustling up any trouble amongst the populace. You'll watch her, of course, Dohi-san. I can trust one of my own with that.
You're not mean to serve you.
Very good, then.
I really hope there is no connection between... first of all, I hope there's... this proves fruitless and there's nothing.
I trust you'll find that, yes.
But if something like that is going on, it could be the reason for everything that's happened here.
I think you're reading too much into things. I don't believe there's going to be any trouble. Nevertheless...
Did ever see his note at any point during this conversation?
Yeah, a guy would have come in, you know.
Another... from the other courts, it seemed that the... Matsu governor keeps making some claim that he didn't receive his invitation.
Ha! Spurious lies.
Yeah.
I send my invitation every year.
Well, that's
his insult for not appearing for the past 3 years. Nor sending any reply.
It is such a grave insult. You know, to not partake in your festival.
And now he's ruining it.
Huh? Perhaps that's just a misunderstanding.
I don't think the Matsu is capable of understanding what an insult it is.
They are headstrong.
Headstrong is a very polite way of putting things.
I do not wish to be impolite.
Very wise. Very wise indeed.
Well, maybe I should take my leave now and go find this Kunin.
Yes, if you wish. But please do feel free to stop by while you are still in town. I'm certainly always happy to speak with someone who's cultured.
It would be my honor. Bow. Leave.
Okay, so you will actually come across her first.
Damn it, you're gone.
Yeah, he already left.
Yeah, that was even while you had that conversation.
Well, actually, it's 9. How much further do you... Oh, it's 8:55.
Okay,
further.
Well...
probably be a good spot.
Yeah, we can... Oh, well, let's have your conversation with the Kuni first.
Okay.
So you will find her. She is... I mean, she's still kind of stomping across the city, watching the peasants. Waiting for them to feel themselves as all that. She's creeping them out. They're, like, working in the field. She's, like...
What kind of stature is she? Short, tall, medium, average?
You know, average height, basically.
Okay. So. I'll walk up beside her.
Where is Sana? She doesn't, like, look at you as you approach, but she's like...
Kuni-sama? I wish to help you. If what you say is true, it needs to be...
Of course, it's
hunted
true.
Down.
Yes, it does. I don't know where it started, but I know there's a large involvement from the peasant populace.
Well, where did you first hear these rumors?
Well, I heard it's annual. Every year, a group of peasants meet in the forest and perform a blood sacrifice. Around this time, the festival masks it.
Well, tonight... we should go hunting in the forest, then.
You are very wise. It'll be good to have one with your eyes here.
Thank you. As it is, I doubt they will do anything in the daytime.
Yes. Well,
you know, those of that type typically don't like to work during the day.
One can never be too sure, Hiruma-san. Evil does not have a time of day.
Yes, but very few work actively under the eye of Lord Sun. Or Lady Sun.
The Jade Sun.
Jade Sun.
This is
Jade. It's been all three!
Yes.
The Jade Sun.
Oh, it's the dragon right now.
Yeah, the Jade Dragon's the sun right now.
You know, when you actually read the core rule book, you're learning a lot about the world.
It's weird.
I know, that's weird. Because <right? laughs> when I was on the cruise, like, about the movies, and I was like, oh my god, this is all the stuff I didn't know. Somehow I still missed the thing about needing a magistrate for doing
Well, that. You'll have to look it up all that part. There's a lot of... Very well. You can meet me tonight outside the Golden Crane. If any of your friends want to come along.
I shall,
Now keep in mind, we're doing this without your lord, without the Lord's permission, so we shouldn't get caught. We don't want to invoke anyone's ire.
I can be not seen when needed.
Very good, Hiruna-san. She gives you a smile. It looks kind of scary with all the kabuki makeup.
Yes. I kind of give a wary grin.
You can tell with the jade pendant, like, and it's in the shape. She is a Kunu Witch Hunter.
Okay.
Like, you know that, Mon. Because yeah. You've seen it a billion times growing up. Like, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll walk at this point.
And about that time, you will find her out there creeping out the peasants.
They walk in together still?
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't really walking. She was just kind of observing the peasants in the field.
We might be, like, finishing up our conversation.
Yeah.
I might be about to walk away.
Ruma-san. Kuni-san.
Doshi-san?
You have heard. The governor has heard your wishes.
It was good to speak with you.
Under the one condition, of course. That I be present during your investigations.
Well, I suppose it can't be helped. No offense, Doji-san, but a courtier is not generally well-suited to these type of endeavors. Mm. I wouldn't even trust Iyasuke.
Well...
But if it
well, is, I do agree with you in some aspects. I'm sure what it is you're doing is probably well without outside my specific skill set. He insisted.
Doji-san, do you trust me?
You have given me no reason not to.
Then allow me to escort the kuni.
I will stick with you until I become a hindrance. Once I become a hindrance, I will take my leave.
Good enough.
Settled then. Well, we were planning on hanging out tonight. Try to catch them in the act.
So do.
Okay. I think that'll be a good place to call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we get 10,000 XPs.
No.
And